The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
So anyways, congratulations on being over a year ahead of the DNA sequencing curve. And I remember asking you about this, like, dude, why would they want to put computer programming in a DNA sequence? And you went, Mike, it doesn't have anything to do with biology. It's so that anyone that would analyze that particular DNA code would be compromised, that their computer would be compromised. And I want to get back to the Kavanaugh hearing, but is there a way that a medical facility's machines could now be protected now that this is out?
That's what I've been working on for the last several years, is try to avoid the excessive compromises that are coming. Getting access to manipulating DNA is not terribly easy right now. It's getting easier, especially using nanorobotic technologies. I'm going to be in Hacker Halted in 2 weeks, and we'll be demonstrating there the aerosol distribution of nanotechnology, and someone's going to inhale the nanoparticles, and we've got it pre-coded, so it goes to a specific spot in the person's hand. And when I go to the command line in the computer, I've set up an ad hoc network in their body, because each of these nanoparticles will go to a different section. So they'll set up like a relay station. The first one will be embedded in the fluid in the eye, because there's less attenuation. There's no breakdown of signal through the air. It'll get to the eye, and then from there into the neurological system, down to the point where I have it in the person's hand and make their fingers flinch.
Now, which eye, the vitreous humor or the aqueous humor?
The aqueous humor.
Ah, see, people didn't know
that. Very good.
Mr. Church, how do you even know these things? Because I study anatomy. So,
very good.
Okay, so you can make the guy's hand twitch?
Yeah, you can make a finger twitch.
This is after he inhales the nanobot.
That's right. It takes about 15 minutes for all of the nanoparticles to get into place to set up the network. Each is designed to go to a specific location in the body based on pH, body temperature, which varies to a hundredth of a degree in some places. And same thing with the pH, and as well as anatomical composition. It seeks out like-type cells. So now, if I have one that's programmed to be like linked to a nerve cell, which is my terminal piece, and my my initial gateway, once you get into the body, it sends the message using the nervous system. So I'm actually sending the computer code to a nanobot that's embedded up near the base of the stem of the brain. And it's going to shoot down the arm to a receptor that's going to be embedded in one of his fingers. And when it receives that malicious code, it's going to interrupt the neurological transmission of signals and make it flitch. Flick. That's the word I'm looking for. Flinch.
So
that's it.
Those of you, there are people in the chat room that are listening to this going like, that's not real. You guys are making this up. Now I gotta tell you,
come to my lab.
Igor, come to my laboratory, Igor. Come study with me, Igor. Now I gotta tell you that the I remember you sitting on my back patio, almost finished them, in June of 2016. You came down for some conference that was in New Orleans. And me and daughter number two went down and picked you up. We took you to Cooter Brown's. We had oysters and oysters on a half shell and beers and what have you. And then we headed to the church hacienda. Daughter number two hung around for a little while before she had to go to work. And she was sitting out there and she was listening to this very conversation. And then afterwards, after you left to go home, she came the next time she talked, she goes, Dad, who is that Greg guy? He was weird. I said, oh, that's Greg. It's before you were even junk bomb. I said, oh, that's Greg. He does the reverse deception show on the Crusade Channel and all. And he goes, that stuff about the nanobots and all that, that's not real. And I said, well, he thinks it's real. And he goes, well, my daughter was like, that sounds like wacko conspiracy theory stuff. Everything that you did in the first episode.
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to crusadechannel.com, click the join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca, having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.